Well, today we have Preston Meineke joining us on the Storm Lake School Spotlight. He's the 5th through 8th grade computer apps teacher. A lot going on at the middle school. Preston, thanks for the time. And as we gear up for a little holiday break, you guys never take any breaks. Things are always changing. And what's going on in the middle school and the computer and the STEM class here recently?
Yep, that's right, Chris. Thanks for having me on this morning. We have some fun things, fun learning opportunities going on here at Storm Lake Middle School. First off, I'm the 5-8 computer apps teacher. We've tried some new things this year with our STEM class. STEM is kind of a new thing now. It's science, technology, engineering, and math. The school is great. They bought us a 3D printer that we've been trying out. The kids have just been making some cool things with that, and I'm learning right alongside with them there, so it's kind of fun.
Now, not only the 3D printing, but as you and I were talking earlier, you brought up something to me, pasta bridges. Now, we're not talking real pasta here. What are pasta bridges?
Okay, yeah, with our 8th grade class, we do some pasta bridges, and what that entails, with the STEM philosophy, we kind of have them start to ask some questions early on. We kind of talk about some bridges here and there. We have them kind of brainstorm and imagine. Then we start to plan. We draw out plans. We measure things out. I give them some objectives they have to meet. As far as I give them a budget, they have to they have to fill out a spreadsheet and buy their materials. They get, say, $300, and a spaghetti noodle costs $1. Mm-hmm. So they have to pay for glue. They have to pay if they add string. So then they get a design. So that's kind of fun to see, and then we start to create things. I've been teaching now 6 years here at Storm Lake Middle School, and it's computer apps, but I like to get them hands-on, building things, working, and kind of using technology to aid in what we're doing and not just, sitting at a computer all class. And so we get into the creating of it. There's some programs that we use to help with that, and we test them out, and then we improve them, and we just kind of go back to the drawing board and, fix them. And,
right.
So that's one of the projects. Another one we do is a water rockets unit, and that's kind of fun, too. Same thing where we have a budget for them. They can buy, cardboard, the water. Some of them kind of come up with parachute ideas. It's kind of fun to see their, thought process go through, and then they design it on paper one way, and then they maybe won't, once they get hands-on building it, they think, well, maybe that's not going to work, and then they have to adjust it. And, so we had some water rockets going up about 250 feet, which is kind of fun to see.
Yeah. Yeah, you have one a fun class because I know there's robots involved, and I have to ask you now about this Lego wall. What is going on there?
Yep, we were, over the summer, I put a project on a Donors Choose website, and it's a crowdfunding website. People kind of donate here and there to it. And it was kind of one of those things that I kind of had forgotten about it. And then about November, we had somebody donate and fulfill the project and funded it all. And it was a Scott toy. He was originally from Storm Lake, lives out in California now, and said, build some fun stuff, and it was just one of those really generous things kind of out of nowhere, so it was kind of fun to see, and that's one thing the school has been very supportive of, the stuff that we're doing down here, and also the community, so it's fun to see the kids engaging in it and making them think a little bit and having some fun, during it, too. So the 3D printer we got, too, it's fun to see. We started out kind of using some 3D drawing programs, and the kids just kind of took off with it. So once we got the printer, they were actually able to, bring those to life. And it's kind of fun to see their faces when they accomplish it and see the satisfaction in that. So
yeah, it makes it satisfaction for the teacher, I'm sure, no doubt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yep. Well, like I said, I'm learning right there alongside with them. And every day something new for me that I'm learning and kind of building on. So that's fun.
That's great. Preston, appreciate your time with the School Spotlight. Happy holidays.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. And that's Preston Meineke, 5th through 8th grade computer apps teacher, involved with the STEM class, joining us with the Storm Lake School Spotlight, brought to you by Storm Lake Dental and Dr. Rick Martin, right here on Mix 101.7.